Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to another night, Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, to onwheelsnow.com, your local racing radio show where race car drivers, race fans, owners, and officials talk about racing. My name is JJ Nunn, your host tonight, and along with me, the one and only, not Dwight, but the man on a mission, my boss, my car owner, Mr. Gary White.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Where's our fearless leader, man?
Hey.
What?
It's getting to be that weather.
It is?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
AC?
We
know he has an AC business.
Yes. And we're supposed to have Mark Allison, but I think maybe they're hiding around the corner from the studio together. I don't know.
Are there AC units on where they build bridges? Because isn't that what Mark does?
Yes. Supervises bridges, yes.
Bridges being built because there's a couple of them. Maybe he's out at the airport. Huh? He's the one to blame for all the traffic problem. Is he?
Yes, he is.
All right.
I don't know. He told me he would be here, and he's usually not a late guy. He's usually here early.
Do we didn't get a text from him?
Nope.
No.
I didn't get nothing from him.
We found out Mikey, 3 o'clock, he had an emergency.
Yes. Maybe it's the age. He's forgetting where he belongs or needs to be.
Did he say he was going to be here around six-ish?
No. No issues.
No issues. It just wasn't coming.
He actually said he'll be here about quarter till.
Quarter two-ish.
Maybe.
Next Tuesday?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Anyway. Mark Allison was supposed to be in studio, and we don't know what happened to him.
Okay.
Hopefully he's working overtime or something.
Well, for our listening audience, as I have said it again, Michael is our lead man. He's our intro, and I'm just a second man, so be prepared for a night of crash and burn.
Well, I'm just the floor sweeper around here. That's all I do.
You just make sure everybody hears us.
Yeah.
That's all.
I just keep the floors clean.
I'm all confused. What's our call-in number?
The counter clean. Oh.
What's the call-in number there, Gary?
702-485-4699.
It's gone again from my desk.
Hey.
I don't know. What was that?
Maybe
again?
The cleanup guy moved it. I don't know.
My memory fails me. I got the first three.
702-485-4699.
There you go. You want to call in? Let us know what's going on. Hey, Mark Allison, give us a buzz if you're listening. Hope everything's okay. Maybe he's just stuck in traffic, caught on bridge construction somewhere. But once again, I'm JJ Nunn. We're going to talk about Touch a Truck.
Yes, we are.
This past weekend.
What a great, great time.
The turnout was phenomenal. After last year, I didn't think the turnout there was going to be that big because it was a little bit windy.
Yes.
But it wasn't that bad. Right off the bat, got to thank Diane Farkas, who came to visit us again and say thank you very much.
Yes. And then the other one
Shannon Bilbrig.
Yes. She came in and said thanks. And it was a great, great time.
You know, it's nice to thanks for being here. You know, and I tried to convey. When I got up, I went to hug Diane I try to convey for her how much we get out of giving back to the kids in the community. especially for family-to-family connections. You know, all the money stays here in Vegas and Henderson. Okay, they have a Henderson office also. And if you're interested and didn't hear our last show, go to familyfamilyconnections.com.
Family to Family.
Yes. Connections. Look them up. Look them up on Facebook. We do this every year. It's called Touch a Truck.
I believe it's .org.
.org?
Yes.
Okay.
Not .com. It's Family to Family. Family and the number two, familylv.org.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Good. Stand corrected. Gary knows it. Check it out. If you're a parent and you want to get yourself involved, check out the website. If you're looking to get your child into a more social atmosphere at a younger age before first grade, they have some tremendous programs for children out there. I definitely recommend taking advantage of it. If you're a first-time parent, give them a call. Find out what their services are, and maybe they can help you out with the child, be it as far as a child with Down syndrome or autism or handicapped in any such way. You would be surprised what family-to-family connections can do to you. But back to Touch a Truck, that was, I don't know about you, but did you get to walk around anywhere?
No,
I
had left for probably 3 minutes to give some tickets so someone can come in.
Right.
And I was sitting at our table the whole day.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't even have a chance to eat the hot dog they brought us.
I managed to eat the hot dog, but I had to get up twice to go train the dragon, man.
Yeah.
It was warm out there. It was hot.
Yes.
The line was nonstop. Last year, we didn't have that.
No.
We had breaks
speaking of that, I need to thank Rex at Toys for Smiles. And his entire crew over there. A lot of people know we give out those little trucks, wooden trucks that are donated to us to give out from Toys for Smiles. And this year was our record. We gave 300 of those trucks away to kids.
Yes.
300. And every one of them had our signatures on them. So, not that we're anybody special, but
no,
we're
not boasting.
No.
We're just saying the attendance alone. And we appreciate all the families for bringing their kids out there. Rex, once again, you know, and Toys for Smiles is a solely volunteer program.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and if you want to look it up on the internet, Toys for Smiles, they're here in Las Vegas. They have wood donated that comes all the way in from Oregon.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
You know, everywhere. It's donated wood, donated time, and if you've never seen these trucks, I think we have, I don't know, 4 or 5 left from last year. Come on out to the pits, you know, bring your kid and, you know, we'll show you these trucks.
Yeah.
If you're a woodworker or you're looking for some place to volunteer, you can go to Toys for Smiles, speak to Russ. You don't have to be
Rex.
You don't have to be a carpenter to do this. They're always looking for volunteer help.
It's strictly volunteer help.
You know,
you can stay there 1 hour or you can stay there 8 hours. It's strictly volunteer.
You know, whatever, if you got a gap or you're looking for something to do on the weekends and you like working with your hands, okay, go check it out.
Yes.
You know,
and as we say, the line was tremendously long this year.
It didn't stop.
No, it didn't.
It didn't stop.
For me, the young 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-year-old kids coming through the line, and one says to the other, "Oh, cool, I got a different one than I got 3 years ago."
Yeah.
You know? And then the parents saying, "You know, this is my son's fourth truck, and when he has kids over playing, he puts them on a shelf and he don't allow nobody to touch them. They just sit there, and
they're
then he collects them next year. He continues."
Yeah.
And in the morning time when it first opened, and about 9 o'clock, I started seeing people coming in. There was a young lady, probably 8 or 9 years old. She come up to me and she said, "Sir," the very first young lady there said, "Sir, do you got any more of them wooden trucks you give away?" And for me, I was like, we've been doing it 5 years now?
Ten years.
Well, no, we've done touch a truck for 10 years,
but
the trucks for 5 or 6 years.
Five or 6 years, yeah.
But for the young lady to remember that it was us that gave, you know, and we're only there once a year. So,
yeah.
You know, it's special to me. And let me tell you, that was like opening a can of worms because they came.
They opened up the gates. We didn't. We got there early. We were there at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
We were the first ones in besides the helicopter they brought in early. Usually they bring that in at the end of Horns Free Hour.
Yep.
And they brought that in first, and then they let us in. And we had, I mean, it started at 9.
Yes.
We had 2.5 hours to set up. And then you kept on saying to me, "Hey, you better turn around, JJ. You better turn around." I'm like, "What?" They're letting the kids in, and they just ran.
Oh, yeah.
50, 60, they just ran. Okay, lined up for the helicopter. Lined up for us, and the other thing was one of the guys had one of his arena trucks last year, that Army arena truck.
Yes.
Well, he brought out 3 of his buddies.
Yep.
Which
the
was
off-road trucks.
Yeah, the off-road trucks, the arena trucks, and I was like, I went over to him and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" I says, "You got a couple more trucks?" He says, "Yeah, this is great. We plan on doing this. I got a hold of my buddies. We got 3 more trucks out here." He says, "Eventually we'll have more than you guys in your pits."
Yeah.
So, you know, it was.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. And then the gentleman with the dragster, the blown drag, he was there first. Usually we're the first one.
Yep.
You know, and Ron Barker, and no, it was Ollie who had said, "You know, that's really great. We're not the first ones." And I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "We got somebody more excited than us to be here."
Yep.
Because for years, we're always the first ones.
Yep. And the last ones to leave.
Yeah. You know, up at 3 a.m, set up at 4, leave by 5:15, go get our donuts. go harass Winchell. Donut lady for donuts, and then get out there, and we were there at 6 o'clock, and sure enough, he was sitting there, you know.
Yep.
And there's more and more vehicles. It was the first time I saw a motorcycle club.
Yep.
They were right next to us.
An entire
motorcycle club. You know, you think it's called Touch a Truck, but I mean, they've had hot air balloons, they've had the Shark Tank, you know, they got a helicopter. And we jumped on board with race cars, and it's becoming contagious with arena race trucks, now motorcycles. We've had go-karts come out and displayed out there, and bandoleros, you know, and legends. And it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you know. I can't wait till next year. We've already discussed a couple things.
I'm already looking forward to next year.
You know, can't tell you how much we get from this. We're talking about Touch a Truck. It's once a year to help family connections. If you're bored about show and we're not talking racing, it's because Touch a Truck and family-to-family connections is dear to our hearts. Everybody out there, every racer out there, has some sort of charity that they donate to, or they volunteer time to, okay, or they represent themselves to. And I can't tell you enough how much Michael, Gary, and myself enjoy doing this event. If you haven't been out there, look to come out next year. Bring your kids. We are able to take so much away from it that all of a sudden our biggest problems are so minute to how we give back to these families and these kids. We don't have any problems.
No.
That's all there is to it.
And this year, a lot of people know from the History Channel and Counting Cars, the gentleman that goes by Horny Horn Mike.
Right.
That has the horns.
On the bus.
Yes, with the bus. Well, he's a personal friend of mine.
Right.
I know him well. And I had caught him at McFadden Dale's when I was there one time.
Yeah, the grain and feed place you were telling me.
Yes.
Yeah, talking to him.
And I had been asking him since December at the Hogs and Heifers Miracle on 3rd Street.
Right, for benefiting the children, Sunrise Children's Foundation.
And
Cancer Foundation.
He had told me to call him a week before. Well, I call him. He was out producing some television show. He was, on set. So I got to talk to him. And he was supposed to come out to Touch a Truck with us, bring his green bus out to Touch a Truck. Well, they needed him down at the Harley-Davidson run in Laughlin this past weekend.
Okay.
So Laughlin Harley run takes over Touch a Truck. So that's the reason the gentleman Horny Horn Mike, I prefer to call him Mike, but that's the reason he wasn't there this weekend.
Well, I don't know whether he saw me. I was headed south on 95 Sunday when I left here, and we unloaded and dropped everything off at 3:30, 3:35, right at Auto Show. I was headed south on 95. Here he comes in the middle lane. So he came back Sunday.
Yeah.
I saw the bus, and I was like, he must have had something going on.
Yeah, the Laughlin River Run was this past weekend down in Laughlin, Bullhead City. So that's where he was. And I understand.
It's tough with his schedule.
Oh,
when they say, they call him up, you need to be on set.
Yep.
You're on set. When you have a promotion and TV show is going to be there. Who knows if they didn't film down there?
Yeah.
We
don't know that.
And the channel says, you got to be in Laughlin at this time.
Yep.
Okay. Here's your script, and away you go.
I think it was Monday. I believe it was Monday I'd called him, and he was on set. He was filming something to do with the History Channel and the Counting Cars. So he's a busy guy. It sucks when somebody owns you.
when the TV station is writing thousands of dollars of checks, they call, you got to come.
Yep. Probably 3 years now I've been trying to get him to Touch a Truck, but I will get him
there.
Get
him one year.
If I have to hog time, we'll get him there one year.
We'll get him. If we don't get him, we'll go grab the bus.
Yeah, we'll get the bus.
We'll get the bus.
He can stay. We'll get the bus.
Either which way, but he's from Counting Cars, just like Danny's motorcycle builder, Dan and Aku.
Shannon Aku.
Shannon Aku. A lot of people might not know, but back in 2005, 2006, we raced with him.
Yes.
We raced a bomber.
Yes.
He had a Cadillac Seville out there and flat
421.
Black. Yes.
421.
421 was the number.
Yes.
And he raced with us. Shannon is everything you see on the TV show. one hell of a nice guy.
Oh yes.
You know, and same with Mike. You know, Horny Mike. You meet these people, and sometimes you have TV shows, and they say celebrities and everything, and they change. You know, the money goes to their head,
yep.
And attitudes changes, and you can just see, you know, from when we knew Shannon out at the Bullring, he's the same guy, same laid back,
yep,
soft spoken guy in that motorcycle shopping, in Counts Customs,
yep,
as he was out at the Bullring.
Yep.
And not a phony.
Yep.
And nothing's gone to his head. You know, he's still reachable. He isn't in a sweet penthouse up in the Bellagio somewhere.
Yep. And the only difference between the 5 or 6 years ago, when I used to hang out with Mike a lot, and what he is today, the only difference is he's not getting in as much trouble as he used to back then.
That may have changed. He's got to keep it a little cleaner.
He ain't getting in the trouble that he used to get into.
You know, some people, you know, they get on TV, they go the wrong direction, or they become a professional athlete, and all of a sudden, you know, squeaky clean, and they're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Here Mike is getting cleaned up, representing, you know, Counts Customs,
and
not
for,
getting in as much trouble.
Yep. And for Mike, one of the things that sticks out in Mike's head, that Mike sticks out for, is his famous mohawk. He's always got that thing standing straight up.
All right. Well, that's Horny Mike. We'll get him.
I'll get him out there one day.
Oh, those kids. Oh man, we get that bus out there. And if you haven't seen it, check out Counts Customs on the TV. That bus. If those kids saw that bus, man.
Uh-huh.
All right. You want to talk about? I would think it would deter from the helicopter line. I'm telling you.
Well, I think maybe some of the parents would be more excited than the kids.
Yes, probably. You know, if he was out there, you know, I mean, the line would be 200 deep for an autograph.
Oh, no, we'll get him out there, right? We'll get him out there. But, you know, when he's busy, he's busy. You can't take that away from him. Just like our fearless leader, he's busy today. So.
Yep. Speaking of our fearless leader, Michael Reffler. And his son, Mike Reffler, want to thank them for bringing out the Modified.
Oh, yeah.
He had his Grand American Modified out there for all the support and everything that he did. Mikey, little Mikey, Eminem. I call him Eminem now. Michael's son. Yeah, Eminem. Mini Mike. Even though he's taller than Mike, his dad. But he cleaned up the cars, you know, appreciate that, stuck around to the end. It was a long day for those guys. The other ones
I want to thank
Ron and Kaylee Barker for bringing out their super late model. I think this is their fourth year doing Touch a Truck. If there's anybody who we can count on to support our charity, this is not one of theirs.
Yes.
Okay. Kaylee has her own charities
that she supports,
you know, and they make time for family to family connections and us, JC Motorsports, Bomber Nation, and onwheelsnow.com. Can't thank Ron and Kaylee enough for coming out, bringing out their car, and taking care of those kids out there the way we do. You know, it's a lot. He was there.
It up a couple times.
Yes, she fired that puppy up. They had the generator on it, charging the battery.
One of my, as you know, a lot of people know I'm sponsored. We're sponsored by Best Muffler on 21st Street.
Right.
One of their, Chris from Best Muffler, come in and said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Where am I?" I don't know what I'm here for. But he was like, "Hey, can you start that car for me?" So I went to Ron. I said, "Hey, Ron, this is my sponsor from Best Muffler, and we introduced, and I said, hey, can you start that car for them? He said, absolutely. You know, and you don't want to start it with all the kids around.
Yeah.
When it
yeah.
first pops off, it's pretty loud. So,
yeah.
And they started that car. He looked at me, said, thank you very much. Turned around and walked away.
Well, he just wanted to hear it.
He just wanted to hear
yeah,
it.
I know.
So,
Ron knows, and Kaylee, you know, they, with everybody else out there, respects the horn free hour and
yep.
a half.
Yep.
And
2 hours this year.
Yeah, so, 2 hours this year, you know, and they fired it up after that was
yes.
Lifted because,
oh, you
in
can tell the minute it's lit.
The horns go off.
Oh, man.
But just want to thank Ron Barker and Kaylee. A lot of the mothers and fathers is, you know,
yeah.
did you go see Kaylee Barker? She drives that super late model 34 plus two. And they said, that little girl drives that car.
More than once they said that.
More than once they said, yes, that little girl goes to the gym 3 times a week and wheels that car around the bull ring.
Yeah.
You know, and we told them when we were giving out tickets, you can see that car out there, especially this weekend, which we'll get into on the 6th. She's going to be out there running 50 laps. And she's been working out. She's starting to get muscles in those arms there working that car. But, yep. But just want to thank Barker's and, of course, Ron's lovely wife and
finance
Kelly's,
manager.
The finance manager, Vicky. Have to thank Arlie Daniels.
Yes.
Stood by one of our cars, making sure the kids got in and out. I think maybe he took 2 breaks. That's it.
If that, yes.
Okay. I don't even know whether he had a chance to eat his hot dog like you.
Yeah.
But Arlie Daniels, our teammate, our good friend, keeps us laughing in the pits all the time. Just want to say thanks a lot, Arlie, for tending to those kids out there. He's got a tremendous heart, you know, and it shows. I think this is his 5th season with us. Again, thank Diane Farkas, executive director, and Shannon Bilberry, all the volunteers. Want to thank them out there for coming out.
They had a lot of volunteers out there.
Yeah,
and it was speaking of those volunteers, I had one come up to me and say, hey, is there anything that you do not want the kids to touch?
Really?
Yes.
That's
and I said,
that's a first.
I said, well, there ain't nothing on those cars that those kids can hurt worse than anybody I race with. So
thanks, buddy.
They're not going to hurt anything in that car.
Right.
So you no. just and it kind of caught me off guard because they had lots of volunteers. They had lots of water walking around, giving waters away that I don't remember who sponsored them right off the top of my head. But
Capriati's.
Yes, Capriati's. There you go.
Yep, Capriati's.
Yeah, but they did a tremendous job. I mean, it was like every 25 to 30 minutes there was volunteers coming through our pits, our area, whatever you want to call it.
Yep. If we were asked that about 4 years ago, I think I would have said my truck.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I bring my dually in as I carry everything for the tents, the chairs, the tables, our coolers. Everybody puts their personal stuff in it. And we never thought of it, you know, because it was never an issue for the first 4 years. And it was, I think it was 4 years ago. All right. And I go back to my truck to get more toy trucks. And the driver door is open. And there's a little boy. And there's a little girl playing mommy. Yeah. And a little boy playing daddy are sitting and honking my horn and playing in my truck. And, you know, what do you say? It was, you know, all of a sudden we realized, yeah, this is touch a truck, and I didn't lock the doors. So that, because the truck is always behind us, we weren't paying attention. And then I had to let three other kids, after those two got out, I had to let three other kids go in until I could finally lock my truck. And what was one of the first things I did this year was give you my valet
extra
lock. I says, if I forget to lock it, just every so often, which my mind is going, just make sure I lock it up, because everybody keeps their personal items and camera, because our phones go down and, you know, our iPad and cameras, all our stuff, our fire extinguishers that we take out of our cars, they go in there, you know. It was just, it was like, we could have been, don't touch the truck, but as a responsible, it was 2 years ago, we had the donuts on the tailgate, and we walked back, and there's a lady sitting on my tailgate, and she just helped herself to our donuts.
Having our donuts. And this year, as you know, Kaylee and Ron Barker had their big hauler behind yours.
Yep.
We have to leave a fire lane for the in case any emergencies. But
right.
I had told Ron, hey, if you're going to park it there, Ron, I would lock that sucker up and put a chain link fence around it, because it's a truck, and those kids are going to want to get in it. So
he had it locked up, and I had turned around once, and they're on his step that goes up looking in the truck, you know. So those are just things that's unusual. That's the first time we've had somebody ask, hey, is there anything you don't want them to touch? And we prepare our cars. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, we put foam noodles around the window openings, and we cover up our switches, take out the fire extinguishers. We got to tape up our hood pins. There's a lot of preparation that goes into them to make the cars safe, you know, for the kids to get in and out of.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day about touch a truck. And of course, a lot of their first questions are, well, what if they break something? What if the kids break something? This was our 10th year of doing this. And I'm thinking that we've had one thing broken in 10 years.
What was that, a switch?
It was the toggle switch.
That's right.
On Billy's now
Arlie's
car. They had broke the toggle switch, and I believe it was $7 for a new toggle switch.
10 years, if that's it.
Well,
you know.
So, and that's how you yourself secures the cars for the kids. But that's the only thing that, if my memory is serving me right, that's the only thing that's been broken was.
You know.
One of the toggle switches were, and it wasn't broken. That it was just a little piece that flips up and down.
Yeah.
You know, we were still able to use it, but it broke, so we replaced it with a new one. Yeah.
It broke the little paddle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
there you go.
The kids are there to play.
Yep.
If I can honk the horn in all these trucks and there's switches, they're going to play with the switches.
Yep.
And, you know, one of the other things that we do is that we disconnect the batteries and disconnect the throttle cable.
Yep.
You know, we cover up the switches now. Ron and Kaylee do a fantastic job. I don't even have to worry about preparing their car. You know, Mike, just a total team effort this weekend with everybody. Arlie, Mike, Mini Mike. Can't thank everybody enough.
Ron, Kaylee.
Bonita, my skeleton that I bring out there. Bonita is, I don't know, she's got 6 years in to doing the event that I put in a fire suit. Absolutely great time. I like to mention people who came to visit us.
Yes.
And one of those people, I was able to meet his lovely wife and daughter, Caitlin and Megan.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Rob Street from Duo Street Publishing.
Yep.
Came out and took a number of pictures, had a good time.
And Those pictures, I don't know if they're up on his website, but they are up on his Facebook. A lot of them pictures are up on Facebook.
Okay, and Rob's got a great sense of humor. As you know, friends, he's been targeting us like Happy Days, Potsy,
yeah.
And Richie, and
Uber driver looking
for an Uber driver. And you know, I went up and I met Megan, his wife.
Yes.
And I said, "Are you Rob's wife?" And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "This is your wife, huh?" Robbie says, "Yeah, beautiful young lady, gorgeous." And the only thing I said, "Nice to meet you. If you're married to him, deepest sympathies."
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, do I feel sorry for you.
Yes. Yes.
So,
before I forget, Rob Street has got some awesome, awesome pictures of in our area with his daughter, with
yep.
Kaylee.
Yep.
Some of you and I.
Okay.
There's some nice pictures up there, and then some of his daughter around Touch a truck. Yes.
Yeah. Lovely daughter too.
Yes.
Nice
young lady.
Yes. Polite. You know, had to get out a cowboy hat and sign it for her.
Yep.
You know, the son. She had that brilliant red hair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? We need to put a hat on you before you burn.
Yeah.
You know, what a sweetheart she was. You know, I give his wife all the credit for raising the child.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, geez, she's so polite, nice and everything. Where does this come from?
It has to come from the wife.
You know. And once again, deepest sympathies to his wife. Happy Mother's Day this weekend. Not James said, but
weekend.
Next weekend, want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day out there. Go get mom. Go call mom. You haven't spoken to mom. You know, give her a buzz. Say hello. Tell her you love her. And a special Mother's Day to Rob Street. Look,
yes.
Why don't we take a little time here? We'll regroup. We've been talking about Touch a Truck. We still don't have Michael or Mr. Mark Allison in the studio. So stay tuned. We're going to get to our sponsors, and Gary and I will be right back.
See you on the other side.
This is Aaron McMorrin, driver of the number 22 Lucas Oil Modified, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
I'm Justin Johnson, driver of the number 17 Super Late Model at the Bullring Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. So, Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we're back. You're back listening to OnWheelsNow.com. I'm J.J. Nunn, the host tonight, and Mr. Gary Wyatt. Mikey is MIA, so we'll carry on the rest of the show for this Tuesday. It ain't too often he misses shows, but, of course, like I've said before, he's our lead man, and I'm just a sidekick, and that's about it.
And I'm just the cleanup boy around here. That's all I do.
You missed the corner of the table over there. You know?
That's Mike's coffee. That's so he knows where he sits. I leave it there.
Okay. Maybe we'll see him at 7:30-ish.
Yeah, 7:30-ish.
Also, we had Katie Takami come out.
At Touch of Truck this weekend. Yep.
Brought her two children. Susan Griffiths. Yeah, her twins.
Yeah.
Speaking of twins,
there
was two sets of twins from the same mom and dad.
Yep.
They came out again. This is the second year.
Yep.
And then you were saying there was
three sets, three different parents with six kids right there in our lines.
Yeah.
In our line, I'm sorry.
You know, I get to the twins and I'm like, I know I didn't drink too much this morning because I'm starting to see double, but there was three sets.
Yeah.
Two, four sets. It was, and then you said they didn't.
They didn't know it. You know, the moms didn't know each other they were just random sets and they just all showed up at one time.
And we've had this before. I don't know what it is with the Las Vegas water or something, but it's like, you know, each year we encounter three, four, five, six sets of twins. It's like, oh, they're twins. And you're like, okay. And there was last year was there was two set of identicals.
Yes. Of twins.
You know,
yeah.
Of twins. Katie Takami has a set of twins.
A boy and a girl. Yep.
You know, and it's like, man, oh man, two for the price of one. Wow.
I didn't bargain for this.
But it's it really is something to see so many twins show up at one event.
Yeah.
At one event. I don't know. You know, we've had twins in the years, but I think there was a total of eight sets out there this weekend. You know?
Including Katie.
Katie.
She brought her twins out. So.
Yeah. Want to thank...
Go ahead.
Sue Griffiths.
Sue Griffiths showed up.
Her grandson, Colton.
Yep. Yes.
So that was good to see her.
And later I found out that she had to leave. He got sick. So I don't know what happened to him, but
tough.
Hopefully he's doing a little better now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't actually cold out there. So maybe the heat was getting to him. I don't know.
Maybe the wind, we were doing good until about, I think it was 12:30, and our canopy went.
Yeah, our canopy went south.
So,
and the helicopter didn't even take off that time.
Oh yeah, he had a little minor problem for a while. They started to fire up, and then all of a sudden they were by the transmission and the exhaust. And I'm like, okay, do we really want to be here when they go for a second shot?
I don't want to take that flight.
You know. I mean, you give
who was that? Sundance.
Sundance
helicopter brought that out.
Sundance helicopter was out there. Ahern Rentals was out there. The cops were out there.
You know, the cops
firemen
were
out there. Gus the bus was out there.
The thing I tried to get Kaylee Barker to do was that tumbling gym bus was out there.
Yeah.
And she goes to the gym. So I said, hey, go over there. And she was like, no, thank you. My legs hurt.
But once again, want to thank everybody for coming out who we saw. Put it on the calendar for next year. You know,
if we missed you, it's not
You know, it's just we're old and our memories are going
quickly.
We're lucky that we remember to be here every Tuesday night.
Michael don't, but
yeah. Well, Michael will be here some time next week,
Tuesday-ish.
And, I hope everything's okay with what Michael's got going on this weekend. This weekend at the Bullring, we got Gaming Industry Night, and that'll kick off three straight weekends of racing in May, the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th. So if you got nothing going on and you want to come out to the Bullring right now, this Saturday, okay, is Las Vegas area casinos employees get in free. All they got to do is show their casino employee identification, and they get in free. They'll be treated to the super stocks and the Bullring Bombers will be running on the schedule. We're actually doing qualifying, three laps qualifying, and heat races. We haven't done heat races. We're doing eight-lap heat races. There'll be two sets of heats, and we have a 25-lap main event. For spectators to watch that group qualifying and the heat races, along with the Legends heats and the Thundercar qualifying and the Bandos and the Super Lates qualifying, that starts at 5 o'clock. So if you want to get out there early, gates open at 5. Qualifying starts at 5 p.m. The Super Lates have a 50 this weekend. That's 50 laps for the Super Lates. We have a trophy dash for them. They're going to start opening up the show after the ceremonies at 7 p.m. They're going to start with a trophy dash, the Super Lates. So I don't know how they're going to determine that, whether it's past winners or whether they're going to do it for the top four qualifiers. So there'll be a trophy dash that'll open up at 7 o'clock. Then the Bandolero Bandits will have 15 laps. The Outlaws will have 15 laps. The Bandits, 12 laps. Thundercars, 15 laps. Then the Superstocks will have a 25-lap feature. Now, they took off.
Superstocks.
Superstocks.
Yes.
Okay. Super late models, we have 25 lap main, the Legend 25, and then the night wraps up with super lates. We have some tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
For the 6th,
yes.
This weekend. Okay, we have tickets to give away. If you want to call in, you'll get Gary to pick up right away, 702-485-4699.
And they are to the stands,
yes,
not the pits.
Not the
pits,
to the stands. We have tickets for the 6th this weekend for the Super Late Model 50-lap race at 702-485-4699. Okay, call in, give Gary your phone number. He'll get back in touch with you where you can pick up the tickets. Okay, that's 702-485-4699. So that's for this weekend gaming night.
Yes.
So we had a big crowd out there last year. A lot of people from the casinos took advantage of that. So if you're not doing nothing, it is May 6th. Come on out. And that's Mother's Day. Sunday is Mother's Day?
No, the following week
weekend,
is Mother's
the 13th,
Day.
Yeah. The following 14th weekend.
Is.
Okay, I get
the
that 14th confused.
Is Mother's Day.
Because May 6th is my anniversary.
It
always falls.
That's
on May 6th.
That's Saturday.
Okay, yeah. That's Saturday.
Hello.
And the last show I told her. I went home. I said, did you listen to the show? She goes, no, like always. I says, well, then I notified you and I have it on record. And she goes, what did you notify me about? I have practice Friday night, no dinner. I'm racing Saturday night. We won't be going to dinner. I said, you're more than welcome to come come to IHOP at about 11 o'clock at night. And we can treat you to some strawberry blitzes.
You know, you're speaking of your anniversary. I need to say happy birthday to Billy Grasser.
Today's his birthday?
Today's his birthday.
How old is that kid?
47? 48 maybe. I don't know. I bet he's barely 31, 32.
32?
I think so. Yeah, maybe 33. Yeah. I don't know. But happy birthday to him.
Yeah, Billy, you listen, call in. We'll get you some tickets for this weekend.
Yeah.
Today's the birthday.
Yes. I'll give you some.
The second.
I'll give you some
May
tickets
second.
To the bullring for your birthday. Call in, Billy.
If you don't call in, you're screwed.
Yeah. You'll have to pay.
Once again, call in number 702-485-4699. Happy anniversary to my wife. Let me think. It'll be 29 years.
29 years.
29 years.
You know, remember what you said about Rob Street's wife?
Oh. Yeah, I'll tell you. Honey, deepest sympathies.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's it, you know. And yes,
29 years.
Yeah, 29 years. And yes, I do need hearing aids. There's no doubt about that. You know, for as much as I do wrong in getting my ears and my ass chewed off, you know, I've been doing better. As you know, this weekend, I did take out the garbage this morning.
You already are getting the honeydew list.
I did take out the garbage this morning. Hey, she's getting a brand new kitchen.
Hey.
You know.
Hey, we got somebody on.
Okay. Who do we have?
I don't know.
Who do we got out
it's
there?
Me.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if I could get some tickets.
Michael wants tickets. Yeah. Yes, I got one ticket
hey,
for you.
Sorry to keep you guys hanging this afternoon. I apologize for not being there, but just want to
hey,
say that.
Hey, shit happens, man. This is Michael Wexler, by the way, our fearless leader who is on the phone right now looking to scalp some tickets for the races this weekend.
and by the way, today is Mikey's birthday also, May 2nd.
Oh,
so
oh.
Want to throw that out there. Happy
M&M.
Birthday to Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mini Mike.
And I heard it was Billy Gratcher's birthday, so happy birthday,
yeah.
Billy. I didn't know
now
that.
I know where their attitudes come from. They're both born on the same day.
Hey, that's
he takes after Billy, so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But anyways.
I feel sorry for him.
I didn't,
he's after just, Billy.
I only caught the last couple minutes here of the show. And JJ, yes, the hearing and the mind goes first. And you'll probably be in the doghouse Sunday this weekend since it's your anniversary. Sorry about that.
I think I've been in the doghouse for 28 years.
Hey, maybe she let you in this Sunday
and a half,
instead of out.
You know.
But
so.
Anyways, hey, just want to throw it out there. Great show. I unfortunately only cut the last couple of minutes, but
lucky you.
So, no Mark, huh? Mark didn't make it in or what?
No, Mark, I haven't
there.
Heard from him. He said last night
oh.
he would be here, but
maybe someday
well,
he's.
Hopefully
he's
everything's
stuck on
okay.
One of the bridges he's building.
You never know. You never know. You know how that racing stuff gets in the way of other stuff in life. So,
yeah.
Hey, I got to get going, but I got to get back to work here. So I will talk to you guys later. And again, sorry about that.
No problem.
I'll get the ticket. I'll get the tickets from you later.
No, I got one for you. No, you won't.
I'll give it to Mike. All right, we'll see you guys.
Hey, wait, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, we well, yeah, yes, yes.
Tell little Mike that On Wheels Now will give him a ticket, a birthday present, a ticket to get into the bullring this weekend.
I will let him know.
Yeah,
I'll let
we're
him
giving
know
Billy one
ticket.
Of those if he calls in.
Well, you gotta. When's the last time you talked to Billy?
Today.
Oh no way. Oh okay. I thought maybe he didn't keep in contact. But that's good. That's good to know. He still stays in touch.
Yep.
So, anyways, say again. I know you guys are running short on time, so appreciate it. Thanks again, and thanks to all the listeners out there. Thank you, and we'll see you next Tuesday for me. I should be there. So,
all right.
We'll see you guys.
Okay.
Right.
I'll wish you a happy Mother's Day then, too.
Oh, right.
See you later. Just like I did Rob
right.
Street.
Oh,
all right. Bye.
Well,
bye,
he's
Mike.
Got your number, JJ. You better watch out for him. Okay, we'll see you guys. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, bye. Yeah. Oh, deepest empathies once again to Rob Street's wife. I tell you, boy. All right. Now, as Michael Reffler had an emergency come up, he's worked. This is his season. You know, he runs cool air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Always cool.
Always cool.
Always cool.
Okay. I thought it was cool air.
No, always cool.
Always cool.
It's on the side of the modified.
I know. I only saw it 20 times this weekend.
That's how I remember.
You think I remember whatsoever. But I do, before we wrap up here, I want to mention our sponsors here. I want to thank Steve Burke at Nevada Pick Apart. Without Steve and all our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Including give back to the community. Anthony at Camp Out, Mike at Reliable Banner.
And we got to thank him for all the banners at Touch a Truck.
Yep, that we hang on our cars and hang on our tables. That's all his work. Phil and Jim at Pick Art Radiator. Just the season, people. If you've turned on your AC on your car and it's blowing warm, they just don't take care of your radiator. They also do an AC service. Go check them out. Pick Art Radiator, Phil and Jim, for all that they do for us. Daniel and Chris at Best Muffler.
Yep.
Thanks for hooking us up with the muffler and the pipe work that they do. Roadrunner Engine Parts, Ken Watson. You're looking for performance parts. You're looking for engine parts. Go look up Roadrunner Engine Parts. Thanks, Ken, for what you do for us. Once again, our buddy, Mr. Rob Street at Duo Street Publishing, awesome photographer. Give him a call. You're looking for a personal photographer, looking for an event to be done. Give Rob a call. Get him away from the racetrack, from taking pictures of my car coming into the pits after three quarters of a lap and thinking it's his Uber driver. Want to thank Tommy Cola at Macco Tools, Electrostatic Painting, Eddie and Dylan for all the powder coating that you do for us. Vegas Valley Fleet and Auto, Matt and Terry out there. Thanks for keeping our personal vehicles on the road. Appreciate it. That's all our sponsors. How much time we got left? There it is.
Yep.
90 seconds. Once again, if we missed you, thanking you for Touch a Truck, we're sorry.
Another
event. We're racing this weekend. The Bombers got a 25-lap main. Gates open at 5 o'clock. Not only do we have 3 laps qualifying, but an 8-lap heat race, but a 25-lap main. Come watch Kaylee Parker out there with her super late 34 plus 2 route for Kaylee. It's going to be a great weekend. 7 races out there. I think we're finally going to have fantastic weather. It's going to be a little warm, but cool down in the afternoon. Once again, want to thank all our listeners. Thank Las Vegas Motor Speedway for all that they do for us, for the tickets. Tim Richter, thank you very much as we continue to give them away. Did I miss anybody, Mr. Wyatt?
Nope.
We're all good. Thanks
all he does.
Yep. Once again, tune in next Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.